Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. So imagine if in your little town, someone called a meeting to say that there were untold riches waiting to be found beneath your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I say I'm an oil man, you will agree. Now, you have a great chance here. Out of all men that beg for a chance to drill your lodge, maybe 1 in 20 will be oil men. The rest will be speculators. That's men trying to get between you and the oil men to get some of the money that ought by rights come to you.
Like the movie There Will Be Blood, there's an oil boom these days in North Dakota. And people there don't need a lot of convincing at these fuel prices to start drilling. Climbing oil prices and developing drilling technology are just a few factors in this new boom. More and more people are trying to get into the action. The state is becoming home to millionaires because of the wealth underneath the ground. It's a great motivation for a filmmaker like Caitlin McNally, who's in the middle of documenting this 21st century oil boom. Caitlin, you've got a work in progress to share with us, and we definitely want to follow you through your discoveries of what's going on in North Dakota, but you've brought some of what you've already discovered in this modern There Will Be Blood. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, John.
Now, Daniel Day-Lewis tees up the fact in the movie the wealth of oil brings all kinds of characters to these small towns, and you've discovered something of the same thing.
I have, absolutely. It's very fascinating to see the different types of characters that are brought together around an oil boom. You have so many jobs created by the sheer fact that that there's all this oil activity in the area. So you've got people moving in from around the country. I met two young girls at a cafe in a tiny town in rural North Dakota.
Trisha and Lily?
Yep.
Let's hear their voices.
I'm Trisha Bracken. I'm from Albany, New York.
My name's Lily Duff, and I'm from Olympia, Washington. Our boyfriends work in oil field, and that's what brought us here. Money.
Kind of says it all.
Yep, that's it. That's the honest truth. They followed their boyfriends, one from the West Coast, one from the East Coast, followed their boyfriends to North Dakota. And one of the things that I talked to them about, and they were very, very honest about, was kind of the shock of moving to this very barren, very empty part of the country. And but there's enough money to be made. You know, the average income in North Dakota is something like $35,000 a year. Mm. The average income working in the oil fields is $70,000 a year. It's a huge economic opportunity for people from around the country. So you're seeing all these new faces in tiny towns that were losing population pretty much up until now.
But the workers are really the least of it. I mean, obviously, this investigation is being driven by oil companies, or, I mean, who's going to actually set up the system to get the oil?
Well, it takes a big effort on the part of a lot of people to get all this oil out from under the ground. A drilling rig can have anywhere from 20 to 50 people who are working on the rig. You know, obviously, the oil companies are bringing in tons and tons of drilling rigs, and these are transient workers who follow a rig. So it's people that could have been in Russia the month before mm-hmm. and might be in Alaska next month. But right now, they're in North Dakota also following this boom.
Another thing that happens, coordinating this effort are independents who basically mobilize the capital and get the workers in place. Here's one North Dakota native, Tom Ritter, who is an oil independent, kind of a modern day wildcatter who's sitting in the middle of this vortex here.
Just of late, this Bakken formation that's come on is a huge discovery for this basin. North Dakota's been hot and then not. And now they're hot again. This is probably one of the biggest discoveries in 30 years.
The Bakken Formation is this geological formation beneath which is a lot of oil, like Spindletop, a formation that created the wealth of Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
People are pretty excited, it sounds
like. Oh, they're very, very excited. You know, I've had this, the Bakken is a magic word there. I've had the Bakken described to me as a big Oreo cookie. It's a rock formation 2 miles underground, very tough to get to, but now because of high oil prices and advances in technology, it's possible to get to all the wealth that this rock formation holds. You see bumper stickers now that the state of North Dakota has put out that says "Rockin' the Bakken." There's really palpable excitement. I had one veteran oil man who's been in the North Dakota oil business since it began in the 1950s say to me very earnestly, "This is like Christmas Eve. Hmm. We've been waiting for this moment to finally get this oil out of the ground that we knew was there."
And some of the Indian reservation, the officials from the Indian reservation have been saying, "We knew this all along."
Areas that were never developed in the past are going to be. The tribal members have been really patient. They knew the oil was there, they knew the gas was there, but getting to the opportunity to benefit from their minerals, it was a long time coming.
One of the narratives you discovered in that sort of encounter with the Indians at Fort Berthold are a cautionary tale about, are they going to be exploited? Concerns about competition over the resource. And then ultimately, which you haven't really investigated yet, but is probably looming in the film, is notions of environmental problems, worker problems, and, you know, this could be fool's gold in the end.
You know, I think there's always that risk that people are aware of. A lot of people did tell me, people in towns, people on the street in North Dakota would tell me, you know, a boom is almost always followed by a bust. And they're aware of this. Everyone's aware of that fact, that there, you know, that there could be another side of this that doesn't look as rosy as everything looks there right now. But one thing, you know, you hear people talk about what's going on in North Dakota. You hear people talk about North Dakota as the underground rock star of the oil industry right now. And it really is kind of, you know, it's been a pretty quiet growth up until now. So there hasn't been a ton of environmental pushback that we've heard about yet. This isn't as kind of high profile as the California coast or parts of Alaska. It's all happened kind of under the radar up until now. So it remains to be seen what kind of pushback we're going to start
seeing.
And your
cameras will be there. There will be more pictures from Caitlin McNally, independent documentary producer, who's got a great window on a piece of America that's unfolding in North Dakota. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having
me.
Thanks,
Caitlin.